More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated and founder of Jeffrey Combs Sobriety Consciousness. Welcome to the Tuesday, July 30th, the last Tuesday of the year of our Lord, 2019. You like that? The year of our Lord, 2019, July 30th. Honored to be on this Tuesday, More Heart Than Talent Facebook Live. History on this call goes all the way back to 1998. In the late fall of 98, this call started off at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and eventually was moved to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, where for 20-plus years, this call was hosted as a conference call, then eventually a podcast. So if you were coming on the call today, welcome to the call. Ophelia, Ray, Jennifer, Kevin, Daryl, welcome to the Facebook Live. So we're going to move right into the inspirational portion of this afternoon's call. Jennifer Spar, welcome to the call. If you are a member of the group Sobriety Consciousness, Monica Hendricks will be chairing a 11 p.m. late night sobriety call tonight. Actually, we have a late night live at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not accessed that group or joined that group, that is a fantastic group that promotes letting go, consciousness, prosperity, recovery, sobriety, and it's already well over 1,000 members, all organically without any marketing. So that means that all of you have joined it because you have been following me. So thank you very much. We have an exceptional call. We have an exceptional live today. And I frequently say call. That is conditioned behavior rather than live. We have an exceptional live today on the psychology of power and the meaning of power in consciousness. The power that I'll be covering today is not the physical type of power. It is the emotional power that you can access on command. A few quick announcements before we move into the inspirational portion of today's call. I have a new product that will allow you access to a free 20-minute coaching call. So if you have not coached with me previously and are considering it, I have a free product for you called The Breakthrough Factor, and it is available on jeffsinnercircle.com. That is the landing page, jeffsinnercircle.com. You can also pass this on to any of your teammates, soulmates, significant others, brothers, sisters, mothers, or brothers from other mothers. So you can pass that on, jeffsinnercircle.com, and there is a free breakthrough product that is downloadable, and there is a 5-question survey that will assist me to evaluate how you and I can best coach together. So this is the newest logo for Jeffrey Combs Sobriety Consciousness. You'll see me wearing this at many of the events coming up. As I move into a lot more, my content is going to be a lot more, not only on branding, selling, but more on consciousness, letting go, and really facilitating that process of letting go so you can access power, esteem, and consciousness. Now, the reason this is such pertinent insight and information and wisdom for you, because this is a really inner game of attraction. As you begin to understand why you do what you do, as you begin to understand the value of letting go, and you as you move into a let go process and you move above the consciousness of courage, this will change who and what you attract. Attracting to reality people of like mind, of like consciousness, so you can create collaboration, foster meaning, cause, and purpose. This Saturday, I will be sharing the stage with Kara DeChico-Sondre. Kara is a NAET practitioner, Nambudra Allergy Elimination Technique, a very, very skilled technique on eliminating emotional issues that create allergies. So Kara and I will be in Long Island, New York. You can find the details on goldenmastermind.com. So some of the upcoming events I have, August 17th, I will be with Scott Aaron. Scott is an exceptional trainer, entrepreneur, content writer, brander, specifically on LinkedIn. Scott will be speaking all afternoon on August 17th in Philadelphia. I will have the morning from 9 until noon. August 17th. August 24th, I will be in St. Louis, Missouri, one of my favorite cities. So look forward to St. Louis, Missouri, wrapping up the month of August. As I move into September, on the 14th of September, I will be in Chicago, Illinois, and we're starting to develop an exceptional group of like-minded entrepreneurs in Chicago. So looking very, very forward to Chicago. In the 21st of September, I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. The 28th is open. I'm negotiating an event either in Los Angeles or Orange County, California for September 28th. Now with that, we'll move into the inspirational portion of today's call. So if you are on this call today, it's because obviously you are seeking some of this content. The content I'm going to cover for you today is on consciousness, esteem, and especially power. I've been a devotee of Dr. David Hawkins for going on 15 years. I was in a metaphysical bookstore in Walnut Creek, California, about 15 years ago. Now, Walnut Creek, California is in the East Bay of San Francisco. It's the Beverly Hills of East Bay. There's a metaphysical bookstore that I've been frequenting for going back all the way to 1990. I used to have an office in the area, Pleasanton, California, in my very first network marketing venture when I was in Herbalife, and I used to frequent a bookstore there called Dolphin Dreaming. Now, the store has changed names, but I bought my first David Hawkins book there called Power Versus Force. Now, in Chapter 8 of the book Power Versus Force, Hawkins breaks down the separation between what force and power is. So context on this is force requires an opposition. Force requires a win-loss. Force is black and white. Force requires someone to be in conflict with. Power has no conflict. It doesn't win or lose. It doesn't seek any outside influence. Power is its own esteem. Power is love. Power is consciousness. Consciousness then is understanding. It's knowing. It's being aware. It is what it is. It's conscious. It's awake. I understand. It's creativity. It's innovation. Most importantly, it's trust and it's knowing. It means I know. Now, when I am connected to source, so there's no separation between me and source. That's God, deity, infinite intelligence, any of the names you want to use. I choose to call mine God, but when I am connected in that source, now I am ITF, in the flow. And the word prosperity in the Latin version means in the flow, to prospero, to prosper. So when you're in that state of prosperity, you are in the flow. Now, if you're not in the flow, you will more than likely be in resistance. Resistance is a counterforce force situation. So if you're resisting, you're avoiding. If you're avoiding, you're making someone else wrong or yourself wrong. So you're in an avoidance tendency. And unfortunately, a large percent of society has avoidance tendencies. Now, for you to have a better understanding of this dynamic that you live in, so it's a cause and effect situation, that requires you to be rigorously honest so you can move into the state of I do know rather than I don't know. Now, to be in power, we're not talking about power like political power, or the Republicans versus the Democrats, or this party versus that party. And we're not talking sports here, we're talking life. And the type of power that you can access in life is energetic power. It's emotional, etheric power. It's sexual transmutation power. Not sexuality, but the sexual energy that you would transmute if you're in power. But if you're shut down, if you're locked up, if you're overwhelmed, there's no transmutation of your sexual energy. Now, once again, there's a difference between sexual energy and sexuality. Looking hot, smoking good looking, handsome dude. I mean, that's all looks, but the type of energy that I'm covering today is the energy that you transmute from love, from passion, from collaboration, from a state of power where there's no wins, there's no losses, and you're coming from a place of charisma. It's energy that's attractor factor energy, and you're able to attract your reality frequently, people of like mind, without any ulterior outside force. So even when you're writing, you're able to write in the flow, and all of a sudden people begin to show up. So in a power situation, synchronicity will be a part of that situation because people of like mind, like interest, like feelings, and there will be an autonomy created through this, where there's no separation between you and an outcome. So you pick up a telephone to call your grandmother, and before you dial the number, she's already calling you. Now, this is also called an occlusal alignment, a meaningful coincidence, God winking, but most importantly, it's called synchronicity. And so that means there's, in a timeline, there's no separation. So as you begin to live in this space and time, and I cover this with some of my coaching clients, because I know that this is their time. And they ask me, how do I know? I don't have to answer that because I do know, I know. And when you know, there's no explanation for knowing because you know. When you know, you will attract other people who know, and there's no explanation in knowing. but most of society does not know. So they want you to edify them not knowing. And that's why they say, I don't know. And this is why I don't know shows up frequently in sentence structure, as does the word guess. The word guess is inserted in the middle of a sentence, period at the end. And a lot of people say guess, which telegraphs their doubt. Now, when you're in doubt, anxiety, and or fear, you're definitely not in power. You're in a forced counterforce situation. This is why so many people, they try and force themselves to clean their garage. They attempt to force themselves to prospect. They attempt to force themselves to write, but because they have anxiety about the outcome, they go into fight or flight. And that fight or flight is what creates the flex flinch state called anxiety. And when you're in any type of anxiety, it means you have either unresolved issues from the past or anxiety about a future event that hasn't happened that keeps you in that fight or flight state. Now, as you begin to let go, and letting go is the separation of your feelings from the events that shape them. And as you're able to be in a let go state, you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And in that state, there is no force. That is all power. And that type of power is accessible 24/7, 86 seconds, 86,400 seconds a day. That's even when you're resting. That's while you're awake. And that type of power is a very, very relaxed energy. It's not a win-lose type of power. It's not a black-white power. It's not I'm good, you're bad. It's not I'm better than you. There's no competition in power. Power thrives on itself because it doesn't require any outside source. There is no outside source to it. It's always accessible. Always there. It's right there for you. It's not waiting for you because it doesn't wait. It's there. It is. And so when you understand that is, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And as you learn to separate your feelings from the events, then you don't get distracted over here. You're right here and you're right now. That place is called the present. And that present state awareness is mandatory when you're communicating with people, prospecting people, so that you can hear what's meant, not what's said. And if you're going to ask someone for directions, if you're going to hire a contractor, if you're going to interview an employee, if you're going to interview a contractor, if you want to talk to a vendor, if you're going to talk to a customer service agent about an airline ticket or any multitude of situations, it's imperative that you be here and be now, you be present. Now, if you're worried either from the past or you're worried about the future, then you're not present. You can't possibly be present. So then you are in a forced counterforce situation. And if you can't find anyone to be your adversary, then you'll do adversarial things to yourself, criticizing yourself for not being good enough. Now, once you move into power, this means that you detach. And detachment has more than one meaning. So as you learn to understand what detachment is and isn't, in consciousness, detachment doesn't mean you don't care. Detachment means you're not attached. And it's not that there is no caring and not caring. It's a neutral state. It's like you don't care and you do care. Without any caring, there's no energy around it. So if someone doesn't buy from you, someone doesn't join you, someone doesn't acknowledge you, someone doesn't recognize you, your body doesn't go into fight or flight and create an adversity situation where you feel rejected and abandoned. This is why so many people have challenges being in business, because they have challenges letting go of past events that create future worry. And when you're able to separate your feelings from a past event, then there's nothing for you to worry about because nothing has happened anyway. Now, in that space, as you begin to communicate, you're able to articulate your feelings in a much more effective manner. You're able to be able to deliver content without trying to force yourself to get your point across. I'm very worried about my speech tomorrow. I'm going to stay up all night and study. Well, that's a forced situation. I'm very relaxed about the content I'll deliver tomorrow. I'm looking forward to being able to inspire the group. I mean, as you move, there's a completely different context in those two statements. And context is the perception of how you see a situation for what it is. So once you're able to take the context of a situation, let go of the outcome, move into the relaxed state that is called consciousness, that's awareness, understanding, knowing, trusting, and that's a state of being. And that's not a get-to state. So I'm back on here live. We were off for just a minute. We're on a wired network, but this is one of those situations that you have to be able to adapt and adjust to the situation at hand. And so when you're in the flow, when you're in that flow state, then you'll adapt and adjust to whatever situation happens. So that's unfortunately what happens occasionally. Technical situations interrupt being in the present. Now, when you react to the situation, that's reaction, that's your left hand, that is force. When you respond to the situation, that is power. And that means that you're responding to the stimulus versus reacting to it. Now, you were conditioned to react because somewhere in your journey, you were traumatized, violated, you were abandoned, neglected, rejected, any multitude of situations that created your anxiety, fear, and doubt. The same situation is what creates your anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. As you begin to understand that force requires a counterforce, there has to be an opposition. It's like he's bad, he's a dick, she's bad, this, that, I mean, that crosstalk, that will keep you in that feeling rejected, abandoned state. Now, as you begin to neutralize people, neutralize situations, as you let go, separate your feelings from the events that shape them, you're not the mind-body connection to the event. So what does that mean? It means that if you had to walk across the grass, cut the branch off the tree, or pull the branch off the tree, walk it back to one of your parents or your babysitter, whoever, who then beat you, there's a high probability that you will have created some kind of allergy to that tree bark, to that grass, to the dandelion, because your brain has a muscle memory of those events as you walk across the grass. You have to do this. Your body's in fight or flight. Now, when you've experienced multiple traumas, your body begins to expect it. Your body begins to react to it. Your body is worried about it. And so that means this is what it means how your body runs your brain. As you begin to understand the cause that creates the effect, that's the separation between force and counterforce. Now, when you move into power, power is love, power is consciousness, power is esteem. Power has no shape, it has no form, it has no physical meaning. What it is power is an energy. And the energy of power is the type of power that creates a vibration at a much higher level than a low vibration of anxiety, fear, and doubt. As you move into courage, courage cycles out at about 200 cycles a second, transmutational energy. Courage is not something that you be and stay in. Courage is an access. You can access your courage. Courage is like an anchor. It elevates you above doubt. And once you move above doubt, that's when you step into consciousness. Consciousness is understanding and knowing. Now when you know, that's street sense, that's inner knowing, that's wisdom, that's the repetition and experience of the brain being in sobriety and recovery. You're not trying to control an outcome that has not happened. In a sales call, a sales conversation, a business presentation, a good old-fashioned chat, you're not worried about being rejected, abandoned, neglected, being wrong. You're not worried about no. You're not worried about not. You're not worried about they don't have the money because there's nothing for you to worry about because none of that's happened. And as you become that type of evolved being in a very relaxed state of consciousness, you are here and you are now. Now, that means you begin to respond to the stimulus versus reacting to it. Once again, in selling and closing sales, it's going to be your responsibility to understand that your prospect is in anxiety, most of them. So your prospect comes into the conversation worried. And if you come into the conversation worried, now you have conflict. You have a force-counterforce situation. You come into that conversation neutral, there will be times you can neutralize someone else's anxiety. This is how you address and handle objections. So when someone objects, they're not rejecting. So when they say to you, the timing isn't right now, or when they say to you, naturally, I have to run this by my husband, my father, my significant other, someone down the street, my attorney, my accountant. Or when they say to you, I'll get back to you. Now, your body doesn't run your brain. You don't go into fight or flight. You're right here and you're right now. And you're able to ask a very simple question about the outcome so that you can gauge if this is a qualified prospect or a non-qualified prospect, so you can easily and effortlessly in disengage from this conversation. That's called detachment. Now, a large percent of the selling population will teach you to follow up with that person, drip on that person, stay connected to that person, wrap back around that person. Well, I don't teach you that. I teach you to read the situation for what it is, communicate effectively, qualify the person for your time. If you can sense and see, if you're aware, you understand, you trust, and you know that this is not a qualified buyer, you diplomatically disengage from the conversation. It's called detachment. Let the situation go and move on. And you don't drip, follow up, stay on top of, call this person back. I mean, you let this situation go. Now, in isolated incidents, intuitionally, you will know who to call back. You know that the timing wasn't right. Now, but you know this in consciousness. You don't know this in anxiety, fear, and doubt. If you're in anxiety and fear and doubt and you're desperate, you'll call this person back because you need them. But if you're in consciousness, you'll call this person back one time just to trial close to see if the situation is better for them. And either way, one's going to create an adverse situation where you stay disappointed, or the other one could create a favorable result of a transaction, a sale, a teammate, a contractor, any multitude of situations. But even if it doesn't come out to be favorable, it's not unfavorable because you're not attached. That is what power is. Power has no attachment. Power is its own source of energy. It doesn't feed on anything. Force feeds on counterforce. Force has to have a reaction. Force requires someone to justify, validate, and explain yourself. And if you're an addicted validator, justifier, and explainer, then you require someone to confront you. And so it's this counterforce-force situation that keeps you in an overwhelmed state. You'll keep attracting to reality the same situation to fulfill the same set of feelings. As you begin to understand the inner game of letting go, then you're not the mind-body connection. So the events that used to happen no longer happen because you don't give it the same meaning. So an event that happens that you've repressed or suppressed, you'll continue to attract the same situation over and over to fulfill the same feelings. This is why people who have anxiety about failing avoid failing, but fail by avoiding it. They attract the very situation to fulfill the feelings they seek to avoid to fulfill their disappointment. I'll say that one more time. A large percent of society will attract to their reality the very situation they seek to avoid to fulfill their feelings that they're emotionally addicted to, neurochemically addicted to be and stay disappointed. Now, many people, well, that doesn't make sense. You're correct. Consciousness is not about sense. Consciousness is about understanding. Now, when you understand this, then you're not trying to wrap your brain around it. You're not trying to make sense of it. When you let go of making sense, now you're in intuition. Once you move into intuition, you're in trust, you're in know, you're in consciousness, you understand, you're aware. You don't have to keep asking yourself, why does this happen to me? I don't understand this. And this, then you don't have to have that chapter in your book when bad things happen to good people. Now, occasionally, you'll encounter some challenges, but the more you elevate yourself into consciousness, the less challenges you'll create because you don't require a counterforce to fulfill your force, or you don't require a force to be the counterforce, because that is power. And as you begin to live, be, and stay in a more relaxed body, now you're in your power. And as you live in my power, you're able to empower others. So empower and empower. As empower is an I am state. I am in my power. I empower others by my presence. I empower others with my content. You can empower others to see the light. So you lead by example, empowering others, watching who follows. And the more you understand that human beings are predictable, and the more you understand that predictability, then you are in your power. And as you begin to let go, which means separate feelings from events. Now, later tonight at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'll be hosting another Facebook Live from my desk downstairs where I seldom have technical difficulties. So I will be there later this evening, and I'll have a great topic for you as you go into rest tonight. So the rest of this afternoon, if you're on West Coast time, it's about 1:30 PST. If you're on East Coast time, it's around 4:30 PST. So I want to let you know that I want to thank you very much for being on here on Facebook Live today. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the call. If you have not taken advantage of a free 20-minute coaching call, you can go to jeffsinnercircle.com. There's a 20-minute coaching call you can fill out. You can click on the link there. You'll receive a free download And there's a questionnaire you can fill out, and I'll return your questions immediately. Thank you very much. You have a great day.